views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and my partner, Wynn Carpenter. How you doing, Wynn?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good.
Good. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, brother. Happy Father's Day out there, everybody. To all you fathers, dads,
papas, grandpas,
daws. That's what the Vikings would call them, a daw.
Old men.
Ashley, how are you, my dear?
Doing all right. How are you?
I would ask you what the weather's like, but I really don't want to know.
It's hot. It's getting hotter.
Hot.
It's going to be like, what, 108 tomorrow or something?
Something like that.
It's Hades heat.
Yeah, we're looking at 110 by Wednesday.
Hey, you didn't have to say that.
I take it back.
Well, we're broadcasting here from KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better. Your talk radio from downtown Reading. The phone number here is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. And is she able to hear?
I can hear. I'm here.
Good. Okay, because I want to read a little something first. We have our guest on the line, a wonderful lady who I'm going to introduce in just a minute. But I want to read something because really and truly we have been looking at what do we do about this governor situation? What do we do about the recalls? There's several different places in town here. Jones Ford is one on Cypress Avenue. They had a signing at the Ugly Burger at Gifts yesterday on Bocelli Lane. You can sign the recall also at Old West, and there's many other locations. My wife gave me a sheet, but, you know, it's Father's Day, so I forgot it, of course.
Of course.
Of course. And
she could always call in and let us know at some point, too, if she wanted to.
Yes. And I want to read something here real quick, and then we're going to get to our guest, Peggy Hall, here in a minute, who can hear. And just, you guys are in for a treat. This is a real patriot we've got coming on here who knows no fear. Yes.
As it should be.
Yes, fights the government with a fist. Anyway, okay, we have a support statement coming out, and this support statement simply is to charge the governor and the government of California with sedition, which is exactly what they're doing.
And have done.
Anyway, on this particular support statement, I'm going to read what it says on the top. California is irreparably broken. Its government, formed by the people, no longer serves its citizens. California's government is engaged in sedition, United States Code, Title 18, Code Section 2384, which is fully intended to undermine the United States Constitution and deprive Californians of their liberty and their property. We the people declare California's governor and its government in sedition, and we demand of the United States Congress an Article 4, Section 3, United States Constitutional State Split to form Jefferson and as many other states as the people in other counties find necessary to restore their liberty. You can also find those particular support statements at the locations that I just talked about, and there will be more on that to come. As we are going to have a special program today with all 3 hours, we're going to cross-pollinate here with Sovereign Minds, the program on at 10 o'clock after us. But before I go any further, I would love to introduce our guest, Peggy Hall. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great, Terry. Happy to be back with you all.
Yes, and can you tell us a little bit of something about yourself?
I am using my talents and experience in my background in politics, in political science. I've got a bachelor's degree in poli-sci, master's in international policy studies. I've lived overseas. I speak different languages. I've got an expanded perspective. I've lived in a third world country. I see what's going on. My background actually is as a 30-year educator, so I like to explain things and make them simple so people can understand them. And I also have a background in health. I've been in the wellness industry for 20 years doing wellness retreats and healthy living. So, Terry, this is like the perfect storm, so to speak, of my the confluence of my interest, passion, and expertise in health, in politics, and in education. I couldn't have scripted it better.
Well, you know, a lot of the things you've talked about have been just so spot on. And I'd like you to talk a little bit about the new mask issue. We have a lot of people that are trying to do the right thing. They want to give masks to organizations, those kinds of things. But can you discuss with us and let the people know exactly how healthy are those masks for you? And really and truly, can anything that we buy or anything that they get really stop the coronavirus?
Well, since I like to study the law and study science and research, I've written many hundreds of articles and published magazines. I always go to the source. So who are the experts in our country? Well, we've got masks are considered PPE, personal protective equipment, the FDA, the N95, personal protective equipment. So that's supposed to protect you, not other people. And the FDA regulates N95 masks as a medical device, and that means a medical device affects the function of your body. I want to be clear that this is what the government says. It's not Peggy's opinion. The government, FDA, states that masks affect your respiratory system, and therefore you need to be properly fitted with one. You have to have medical clearance. You have to have a psychological evaluation in certain cases to make sure that you will not feel anxiety and claustrophobia and other damaging emotional and mental effects of this. Further, this government agency that regulates and approves N95 masks as a PPE, personal protective device, states they do not protect against illness and death. That's the FDA words, not mine. Let's look at OSHA, another government agency that regulates safety in the workplace. This is not my opinion. This is in black and white on the Department of Labor, U.S. Department of Labor website. The first paragraph says, follow the CDC guidelines, which I'll get to in a moment. The second paragraph says, it's recommended that you wear a cloth face covering, Terry, which is what they are calling masks these days. They like to change the language. But the third paragraph to me is the most interesting. This is not my opinion. This is not my view. This is not what I think. This is what OSHA states, who's in charge of workplace safety, and I quote, wearing cloth masks, cloth face coverings, will not protect the wearer from COVID-19. So there are, let's go to the third source, a government source, the CDC, that has a video from the Surgeon General, who a couple of months ago told us not to wear masks because they didn't work. And now he has a video showing you how to make a homemade mask out of an old scarf.
Let me ask you a question, because you said a lot of stuff there, but I want to clarify some things. When you talk about the M95 mask, is that, I mean, what they're telling you basically is if you walk in and you have a handkerchief and you tie it around your face, that's a mask. I mean, there's a lot of people who are concerned about this, but I think it's so important that that you talk a lot about the fact that the safety issue for the individual wearing the mask. And I've got to tell you one story really quick. You aren't going to believe this. I saw a lady that was walking around outside a supermarket. Then she got into the car, and that's when she put her mask on when she got into the car. Some of this stuff, yeah, I know. I mean, it's so important, I think, that people understand that an M95 mask is, like you said, they've got to be fitted for something that would actually do some help, yet we have a mandatory edict out by King Newsom that everyone has to wear a mask. And we're going to have to go off to a break, and I want to take it early because I want to make sure I get as much time with you as we possibly can. We'll take the break, but what I want you to do is to respond to, first of all, the legality of what the governor's doing, and second of all, how people shouldn't comply, and because it harms them from what we're hearing so far. So with that, Peggy, if you'd stay with us, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
We got the power. We got the action. Break it down to be nothing but a mere fraction. Out of the fire, rise from the ashes. We check it out and release the passion. Let's get on it. Believe if you want it.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $12.99. Save $400, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local? It's the Little League Baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do. It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home. Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982, we're all in it together.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We're back here at Jefferson State of Mind, KCNR. The phone number here is 605-4567-530, 605-4567, if you have a question for our guest, Peggy Hall. And Peggy, you were talking about how the respiratory system could be affected by these masks, and I know a lot of elderly people who probably have respiratory problems are now being encouraged to wear them. Can you address that, please?
Terry, this is the most distressing part of this puzzle to me here. The very people who need to be increasing their oxygen, in fact, many elderly, if they go to the hospital because they're having an episode or something, they put them on oxygen right away.
Yes.
That's usually, my mom was an ER nurse, so I have some understanding of, I'm not giving any medical advice or legal advice. I'm giving information and education, and my personal experience is that when many people go to the ER, and if they're under distress and their heart rate is rising or they're having trouble breathing, they're immediately put on oxygen. And these days, they're put on a mask, and it's actually the exact opposite of what needs to be done. The reason this happens is through confusion, whether it's mistaken confusion or intentional confusion by the government and the media, to compel individuals to undertake these very harmful health practices. And the reason I mentioned the government agencies in advance and their stance is because the N95 masks are considered top of the line. They are not a cloth mask that you have draped over your face or a surgical mask that are used in a sterile environment. They're pulled out and they're sterile, and once there's an interaction with an individual, they are disposed of. That's not what's happening at the cashiers at Costco, I can tell you that. So they're not sterile. But the reason I mentioned the N95 is it's the top of the line, and even that does not protect you. So what in the world would a cloth mask or a surgical mask do against this or any infectious illness? It should be the person's individual choice. If they feel comfortable wearing one, by all means wear one. Just make an educated choice. Now, you wanted to talk – yeah.
Anyway, you were saying that basically, you know, the mask – is not good for you. Now, there was an article on Facebook, I think it was some journalist from Atlanta, that was saying that basically OSHA isn't saying that. They're saying that you need a mask, and she's stating benign reasons, in my opinion. Do you have any comments about that article that she wrote?
Yes. I believe I saw that article, and what was so interesting, if it's the same one we're talking about, Terry, one of the paragraphs actually states, right from context, from OSHA, that wearing a cloth mask does not protect the wearer from COVID-19. Now, I mentioned earlier they're contradicting themselves. The first paragraph says follow the CDC, and the CDC has no science behind it. The second paragraph says it's a good idea to wear one, and the third paragraph says, oh, by the way, it won't protect you. So if you want to pluck out one of those sentences, absolutely. You need to look at the here I'm speaking of totalitarian, it's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the totality of the document. And the beautiful thing about OSHA is they are about safety, and they do not want to have lawsuits. And I want to bring up one more very dangerous hazard, Terry. Imagine someone wearing a cloth mask at a restaurant with an open flame. We don't wear a cloth on our face for a reason, because you don't want your face to go up in flames. There are going to be some pretty nasty lawsuits down the road if this continues to be.
No candlelight dinners, I guess, huh?
Yeah, no candlelight dinners. Or how about working with chemicals or any kind of industrial work where there's sparks and so forth? Welders have a complete, helmet on. You don't wear cloth. There's a reason for that. So there are many people on the case. Lawsuits are being filed. And, you know, we can argue the science up and down, backwards and forwards, and the government will trot out so-called scientists that have been co-opted to say that we should be breathing carbon dioxide. That's why I want to focus on the law, because it's pretty black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a good time to dive in about the so-called edict?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, in fact, that's what we were just going to ask you.
Well,
you know,
I have to say, the media does a good job of creating frenzy and confusion and spewing lies. And I consider myself a person of discernment, and I like to dig deeper, and I never take the headlines at face value. Having said that, when I got a text alert that said the governor made a new mask mandate in California, I blew my lid. I blew my top, because I thought, what in the world? So after I expressed my outrage, then I started digging. And sure enough, first of all, Newsom did not issue any order. No order came from Newsom. Those orders are legal documents, and they are published on the governor's official website. There would be the governor's signature. There would be the signature of a witness. There would be a state seal, and the document would be filed with the Secretary of State. None of that happened, at least not on my watch. I've been checking the website daily. Nothing is there. Now, either the governor is incompetent and doesn't know how to issue an order, or he's ignorant, he's asleep at the wheel, or he's intentionally deceiving us. You choose. Further, public health orders can only come from a public health officer. So I went on the public health. Actually, what I did was I went to the L.A. Times with the headline that said, Newsom has a new law. Well, news alert, everybody. A governor can't make law. I have a new hashtag that I'm popularizing called The Governor Can't. And we're going to list all the things a governor can't do. A governor cannot compel you to do anything. A governor cannot create law. A governor can only oversee agencies and departments in the state. He can compel the agencies to do something because he's their boss. He's not your boss, and he's not my boss. He oversees the DMV. He oversees the Department of Fish and Game, all right? He oversees the Department of Health, but he did not issue any order, and it's not an order, and it's not signed, and there is no legal citation. Here's what happens when there is a legal document. Let's say you parked illegally and there was a parking ticket. And you read it, and there is a citation to the law that says you broke this law, you know, ordinance section, da-da-da-da-da. It further, Terry, it carries the penalty, and it says because you broke this law, which I am citing, it carries this penalty, which I am also citing. The officer signs the ticket, you sign the ticket, and then you get to go to court or you pay it. That's
right.
What a legal document is.
Right. But,
this is not what the governor issued. Mm-hmm. This is not what the health officer issued. It's actually a press release.
Right, right.
Let's get it clear. And it actually relaxes the previous orders because they heard from we the people. We the people did not stop making our voices known that this is discrimination against the hearing impaired. This is discrimination against those who want to breathe fresh air. This is discrimination against those for whom it's unsafe at the job. So they put in all those exemptions because they heard us, but it's still guidance.
Well,
have you ever heard someone?
Yep,
go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry. I'm on a rant.
No, that's okay. I get it. We always go there, but I have a question here. See, here's the thing. Everything you're saying is true. The problem is that we keep wanting to sue the governor. We keep wanting to sue the government. We know when we sue the government what happens. They use our taxpayer money to fight us. We raise money to fight them. It's a losing proposition. We know that because we went through a court case in which a judge did something to us that had never even been done before. That is, this Judge Mueller had asked for a three-judge court, and then she rescinded it. And if she had given us the three-judge court, our appellate process would have never gone anywhere else but the United States Supreme Court because our case was on lack of representation and dilution of vote. Now, the reason I bring that up is that everything you're bringing up is valid. The problem is that Newsom doesn't pay attention to it. I mean, he's declared California a sanctuary state. That's in violation of the United States Constitution, Article 1, Clause 4, and then he's also violated the United States Code Title 8, Code Section 1324, in harboring and shielding illegal aliens. Nobody's prosecuting on that. He's made illegal agreements with the state of Oregon. He's made a trade agreement with China. He reinstated the Paris Accord in California. He's done these things, which is against the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, in that only with the consent of Congress, only with the consent of Congress, can a governor or a state make a treaty or an agreement with any other state or any other country. I mean, he's changed 200 laws on us, Peggy, without a legislative vote. I mean, he's doing all these illegal things, and you're right. We have, but the only way I think we can do this is again to go after him because again, California is irreparably broken, and I don't see any other way we can do this with unless we go ahead and we make sure that these people are accountable by the law. I'm saying that
absolutely,
we need to bring the legal action we need to bring is to say, hey, you know what, you broke the law. And we also have Mark Barrett, I know, is listening. And, Mark, if you want to call in and chime in on that portion, I think that would be great. But anyway, Peggy, you're absolutely right about all this stuff. The challenge is what do you do? And the challenge is who's going to enforce it, who's not. Now, you know about the FTBA, yes?
Tell me about that.
Okay, basically, it's the Department of Justice, the ADA division. Which means
okay. If
you have any kind of particular issue, breathing, anything like that, and they require you to wear a face mask, and it's against the Disability Act for one thing, and you say, well, no, I don't want to wear it because I have issues with my breathing or I have claustrophobia, whatever the case may be, but you don't have to explain to the person
right. At
the business what your disability is. You just have to say you have one. Now, if they say, well, you know, you can't, I'm sorry, I need to know what it is, well, that's a violation. In fact, that violation could be up to $75,000 to that business. And I think people need to be aware of that. So we're going to have to go after a break, but I know you've done a little research on that, and if you could come back and give us a little bit of the scoop on that one so we have something we can absolutely do, that'd be wonderful. Well, my friend, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Right, that's what it's all about, standing our ground. Okay, Peggy, we have you on the line. We also have Ron. Ron, do you have a question for Peggy?
Yes, I do. Thank you. There's a school in this area here. It's called Turtle Bay, and they're going to make their students, I guess, wear masks along with the teachers. And some of these students are, they're not students. They're young, they're pre-kindergarten, I guess. So people drop their kids off there, so it's a babysitting thing. So anyhow, they're going to make these little citizens wear masks for 8 hours a day or until their folks pick them up. So now my question is, how is this going to affect their respiratory systems of our younger citizens? So anyhow, I thank you very much, and I'll take my answer on the air.
Peggy, do you have any idea how that's going to work?
Yes, I've got some good news. First of all, I don't think it will affect their respiratory system because they won't be wearing masks. And the parents need to put their foot down, and they need to get together and get an attorney and sue that school because it is completely unlawful. I want to be very, very clear. There is no statutory law that requires mask wearing in California, period. These are unlawful health orders that expired long ago. And as Terry and I were speaking, this is another overreach of the government. And there are lawsuits being filed now. The parent has the decision to not send the child to the school. The parent has the decision to send the child without a mask. And those parents who are uninformed and want to suffocate their child, they can put a mask on them. A school has zero legal authority to require a medical intervention, which is what this is. Only a licensed medical doctor who has examined the individual can determine whether that individual is suitable for wearing a mask. And even if the doctor recommends it, the individual has health freedom to turn that choice down. So I want to be very clear. There is no mask mandate. The school has no authority to require it. And I have a video at my website, thehealthyamerican.org. Under the schools tab, I recommend watching it. I have a letter that you can send to your school district
or the school administrator. This needs to be done what I call local and vocal. And I can put you together with folks in your area when you sign up at thehealthyamerican.org. We are working with schools across the state and across the country on this very issue you bring up.
Peggy, could you give that website and give it a couple of times and give it slowly for folks? By the way,
absolutely.
This program is archived, folks. As you know, it's podcasted worldwide, or streamed worldwide, excuse me, and also AM and FM on a fairly local basis. But you can go back to the archive and get all this information and go back to the programming on KCNR and then go to our program, Jefferson State of Mind, and you can find all this information. But, Peggy, if you could please give your website a couple of times very slowly so people can jot this down.
This is the place to get all the info. It's www.thehealthyamerican.org. So not .com, and it's not plural, just thehealthyamerican.org. You will find videos. I've got talking points. I've got how to find your representative. I've got how to speak in front of your school boards and city council and board of supervisors. I've got talking points for the health officers. I expose all of the deception of the CDC. I've got the FDA links. I expose OSHA. I've got it all, thehealthyamerican.org. And when you subscribe, we can stay in touch. I can put you together with folks. And, Carrie, this is also where my heart breaks for these young people. It seems odd to me that if the government and media are trying to help us and protect us, why would they be focusing on the most vulnerable, those in the nursing homes, those that are elderly, those that are young, who in both categories do not have robust immune systems yet? In the young case, they haven't developed, and in the older case, it's called immunosenescence, so it's the winding down of the body. So the sad truth is people will die. All life carries risk.
Actually,
and all life carries death.
Right.
And I don't know when exactly we crossed over to the zone of being sick is illegal. When did the flu become
right.
a crime?
It's not.
It's not anybody. So let's make that clear. It's not illegal to get sick or to be sick. You do not need to be ostracized or shunned.
Yes. Right. Well, you know, the thing is that, folks, the important thing is that if wearing a mask poses any kind of mental or physical risk, okay, and that's under the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, you're not required to even disclose your condition, but here's the phone number that you call if somebody did that. So, you know, we keep talking about lawsuits, you know, and then I keep going back to, hey, why don't we simply use legal action against them, legal action, by saying it seems to us that the law has been violated, so therefore we want legal action, prosecution action. We don't want the action of an attorney because, again, it's just like my good friend Mark Muser. I mean, what has he got, 15 lawsuits against the governor, the Dillon Law Firm? She has, what, another 10? And all we're doing is spending money there. They're spending our money to fight us. I'm not saying not to do that. It'd be great if an attorney would take that on pro bono or would take it on a contingency. But really and truly, if you call the Department of Justice for an ADA violation, let's say your child has asthma and all you need is one, and that child goes into school, and they're making that child wear a mask, all you have to do is call the Department of Justice at 1-800-514-0301. 1-800-514-0301. If they don't comply with you, now you can get a card from the FTBA. You can get a card from them that you can show. And if they don't comply with the fact that you're telling them that you will not wear a mask, and if you're not allowed in their business or not allowed here or there, you will report them, call that number and report them. And this will be coming out all over the Facebook pages, all over everything, I would think, within the next 2 or 3 days. And, you know, not to say if you can sue. I mean, yeah, but point is that, you know, we all know that I mean, how much justice are we getting out of the courts now, Peg? You know, that's the thing.
Go ahead, Peg. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that's exactly right. And what I want to do is encourage people to not give up hope and not do not give in to despair, because, Terry, you're coming up with some ideas that are very powerful, very swift, and we need to this is all hands on deck. We need the air, the sea, the ground. We need it all.
Right. Now, that leads into one of my questions. We were asked, what about the teachers that are required by the employer, by the school district or the school itself, what have you, to wear this PPE, if you will? What grounds do the teachers have? I mean, can they fight back without, you know, repercussions? I mean, is a union going to support them? Are they going to, you know, what's going to happen to the teachers that are adamantly against wearing these masks?
It's interesting. I meet with a lot of teacher groups, and surprisingly, they've told me that some of the teachers want to wear a mask because they are living in fear and anger and paranoia, and they've been told over and over and over that it's the right thing to do because it helps others. So part of it is education, but bigger than that, because OSHA oversees every workplace, and there's an OSHA safety officer at larger organizations, you go and you complain to the OSHA safety officer. You file a complaint. There is an action for that. Further, you can get a lawyer. Terry, you mentioned this. Many personal injury lawyers will take on employment cases, and they will take them on contingency,
mm-hmm.
and they will review your case for free to see if it's a good fit. So I would love to see a deluge. I call it the drip, drip, drip method. It becomes a tsunami. And I would love to see these teachers reaching out. In Southern California, we have Larry H. Parker. And I called the office. They said, we do employment law on contingency. Send them our way. We'll interview them. We'll do an intake. If it's a case, we'll take. There's no fee up front. And we need that. And even if the cases don't go forward, the fact that the employers now know that there's going to be action lodged against them, an OSHA complaint, you were talking about the ADA fines, OSHA fines are outrageously high, and it causes a lot of disruption in the organization to have to answer to those fines and complaints. At thehealthyamerican.org, my website, I've got info there on OSHA. I've got a second video coming out showing you step-by-step how to file a complaint, because it is an unsafe workplace for you to be wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to go more on the safety, Terry, rather than the science, although we know, even without the science, we know by instinct that we should be breathing fresh air.
Peggy?
But we also know, yes.
Yeah, we have somebody on the other line, too.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay. Mark Baird, how are you, my good friend?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, I don't know. I think California is irreparably broken. What do you think?
Well, I just want to verify what your guest says, and she's spot on. In the California Emergency Services Act, the governor has no extra constitutional powers. There is no statutory. There is no code. There is no legislative act. There is nothing in the California Emergency Services Act that gives him the power to tell anyone to do anything. The Fourth Amendment guarantees you usury and possessory interest in your property. In other words, you have the complete say over how you conduct your life, where you go, when you go there, and how you go there. Now, it is a choice, and is the virus real? Yeah. I mean, and if you want to put a bag over your head, I guess that's your business. But personally, I will not bend a knee to Black Lives Matter. I will not bend a knee to Governor Newsom. I will not bend a knee to anyone except the God that made me. And I will not submit to this kind of tyranny. And if people have the sense that God gave a tree stump, they won't either. California is broken. There is only one way to fix this. We've tried every other way. The way to fix this is to break this state up and start over. So that Central Californians, Southern Californians, Jefferson people can start a government that guarantees them the rights to life, liberty, and property. I could never vote for people who think murdering their unborn children is okay. I can never vote for people who want to force us to put bags over our head every time we go outside. I can never vote for people who pretend that they're for racial justice when every single one of their leaders is a Democrat, and Democrats enslaved Americans since this nation started. So I just say don't submit.
You know, Mark, I think one of the points you make is so great. There is no fixing California. We tried that with our court case. We tried it for all Californians with the CFR court case, and we tried it to get more representation because we understand that with one senator for every million people and one assemblyman for every 500,000, not only is that ridiculous, almost comical to think about, it's sad, actually. How do you expect them to ever do that? So we knew that we had to have at least one assemblyman for every 5,000 to 10,000 and a senator most likely for every county instead of 11 of our 40 senators being from just one county, which is L.A. But with the court case, we've been there and done that. And I want you to, Mark, once we get back from the break, I'd like you to elaborate, both of you, to think about this. And that is, we went to court. Judge Mueller did something that had never been done ever before in a court case on the record. And that is, she asked her three-judge court, which, whether CFR won or lost, the appellate process would go directly to the Supreme Court because of a lack of representation and dilution of vote case. It would have automatically gone there, and then she took that request back. No one has ever done that. So we tried to go the other way to save California. I guess the CFR was trying to save California to get representation, but with no saving it, we need to, maybe two, three states. But point being is we have an avenue toward that, and Mark and Peggy, hang on, you two, and we'll come back right after the break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Kill you makes you stronger.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Revolution. We're trying.
Yeah.
The civilist of wars.
Well, we the people declare California's governor and its government in sedition. United States Code Title 18, Code Section 2384. And we demand of the United States Congress in Article 4, Section 3, United States Constitution, state split to form Jefferson, and as many other states, as the people in other counties find necessary to restore their liberty. Without representation, nothing matters. We're seeing that now. Peggy has brought forth some absolutely marvelous information, great research. You're a patriot, Peggy. And God bless you for what you do and the time you put in and your delivery. Gwen and I were talking about that at the break. You're so articulate and so easy to listen to. I mean, really appreciate it. Mark, I kind of want to get your take on, just a minute or two on, Newsom. He's not going to comply with anything. He's not going to comply. They're not complying. They're not doing anything lawful. And Peggy's made some good points about, if we need to make them do it because we're we the people. But at what point do we get to, okay, it's time to use not just civil action, but it's time to use legal action, real legal action. I'd like you to expand on that, and then I'd like to Peggy to comment on that.
Well, as you know, I'm a peace officer for years and years, and I've been in court hundreds and hundreds of times, if not more, and I just have to say this, and I'm going to be blunt. You never saw more lying in your life until you've been in court, and judges lie all the time. Judges will look you straight in the face and say the Constitution means whatever I say it does. They will say straight to your face, the Constitution doesn't apply here. They will say straight to your face, there are no inalienable rights. All rights derive from the Constitution. What the government gives, the government can take away or regulate until it's non-existent or vapid and illusory. And that's exactly what Judge Mueller has done. She's doing it again in the Second Amendment case. It's been 9 months, and she hasn't even ruled on the motion to dismiss when we have an emergency order to be examined because of deprivation of the constitutional rights. And as you know from the Supreme Court cases, the deprivation of constitutional rights is irreparable harm. It constitutes irreparable harm all by itself. And it's not up to us to prove it. It's up to the government to prove that it doesn't exist. So judges are liars. All courts are corrupt. The judge knows where their paycheck comes from. And that's just the way it is. You can like it or not like it, but it doesn't change the fact. And I'd love to hear what Peggy's take is on that.
Yes, absolutely. I am astounded, and I'm really not, I shouldn't be astounded. I expect the government to be corrupt. What astounds me is how people go along with it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I come in as an educator. Mm-hmm. Let's blow the lid off this. And Terry, you're talking about the nuts and bolts, and I'm getting the troops ready. That's the way I look at it. I'm getting people awake to say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. What can we do? So by educating and exposing in a very, plain-spoken way, it's astonishing to me that his original emergency order, state of emergency, said, oh, and by the way, I'm just going to suspend all the other laws while I'm at it.
Yeah, what a great point. What a great point. Great point. You know, and we do have Kirk Euler, who will be coming on Sovereign Minds. And I know you know who Kirk is, Peggy and Mark, the supervisor from Placer County, who basically, in his own words on our program, said he's been extorted by the governor, who basically said to him, because of the way you talk to us and not really liking the state of emergency and all that sort of stuff, and actually told us the truth about what a state of emergency should be, and that it never rose to the level in Placer County, and frankly, maybe in any counties, it never rose to that level, simply because of the fact that the resources of the counties were never overwhelmed. But getting back to what Kirk's doing is that he's fighting the good fight there, and his fight has been parallel to yours, Peggy. I don't know if you two have had a chance to meet. I'm sure you will. The Freedom Angels. I mean, Peggy, yourself, and Tara, and Denise, and Heidi. The four of us talked, or five of us, I guess if you count me, the five of us talked last week. And I think the idea of pulling everybody together and understanding that, there's certain facts here. First of all, the California government's not going to do what we want it to do. California can't, in its present state, there's no way in hell they can have representation that's going to be suitable for the constituents. They break the law every time you turn around. In fact, Mark had brought up, which I thought was really interesting, Mark brought up that there's dozens of laws that the legislative body and the people who are in agencies are immune to, basically. It won't affect them. Yet as private citizens and as their employers, they affect us. And so we've got about 5 minutes left. So I'm going to give a couple minutes here to Mark, and then Peggy, we're going to have you close out the program. Okay, so Mark, what say you?
Well, I say that if you're fool enough to vote for people who do those things, then you deserve exactly what you've allowed, because we don't get the government we deserve. We get the government we allow. And when you stop paying attention, you've closed the only window that you had to see whether they were doing a good job representing you, and people in California have definitely closed that window. We have a supermajority in both houses. We have a tyrannical government that does not guarantee, is not what we're guaranteed under Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and we're the only ones that can do anything about it. We have all the power. We've always had it. Article 2, Section 1 of the California Constitution says so. The Declaration of Independence says so. They both say that we have the right and the responsibility, the duty and the responsibility, to alter or reform government anytime the public good demands it. That's now. So stand. Stand for something. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for all of this stuff. And I, for one, will not submit. I can only speak for myself. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And I'm serious about that.
Mark, thank you, brother. And by the way, Mark, if you want to call into the next program, feel free to do so. We're kind of cross-pollinating today. Peggy, you've got about 3 minutes. You want to wrap us up and make sure you give us your information. And again, Peggy Hall, you're a friend and a patriot, and we're all blessed to know you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So, my dear, have at her. Go get them.
Well, thank you, friends. The best place to find me is at thehealthyamerican.org. I can connect you with people locally. One of my battle cries is local and vocal, and mm-hmm. that means let these local public servants know that we are on to them. And I'm talking all the way down to the HOA, right? I've got a local government in my community that wanted to keep our swimming pool closed. And I said, this is not a law. It's guidance. I pay dues. What do we do to get it open? And we got it open weeks before Papa Governor told us we could. So I am right aligned with Mark on all those points that he stated. My goal is to educate, inform, and inspire others to take action. Stop asking and start acting. You don't ask the school board to rescind the masks. You don't wear them, all right? You just stand up for what you believe in. There's no more asking permission. There's acting. And, Terry, I stand behind you because your idea of what's to come is scaling up my idea of local and vocal. We don't need a large state. We don't need the naysayers. We want the yaysayers. We want the productive, positive folks that stand for our God-given rights. We don't have constitutional rights. We have God-given rights that the Constitution was written to prevent the government from taking away. That's how it works, and that's what we want to return to. So, as I say, all hands on deck. Everyone has a role to play, whether it's just educating yourself and your neighbor, if you're not online or don't want to write letters or don't want to go to the board or don't want to. Any of that is okay. Listen, learn, elevate your life by being with like-minded people who want to make positive waves of change.
Perfect.
Oh, Peggy, that was awesome. Okay,
now, can you say the website again,
yes,
Peggy, please?
Yes, please join me. It's the, you have to put the word the, healthyamerican.org, thehealthyamerican.org. You sign up. We will be in touch with videos, with action tips. Best of all, you will be in the Healthy American family, which means we will support you. Wherever your struggles are, you are not alone. I do not use the phrase, we are in this together. We stand side by side as individuals with our own desires, talents, needs, ambitions, preferences, goals, and dreams.
You bet.
We stand side by side.
All righty.
Thank you, Peggy.
Peggy, you are awesome. And by the way, if you're hanging around, you feel like calling back in during the next 2 hours, feel free to do so. Peggy Hall, a patriot.
Amen.
The statue of
guys. We'll